Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, it is time for Awaken to Empowerment. This is your host, Carol Ann Parisi, and Brilliance is in the Basics. We are your source for hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. When humanity surges with uncontrolled certainty, doubt, and fear, it is your time and it's good that you're here. Hey, is your life not everything you want it to be? Do you ask yourself, what am I here for? Isn't there more to life than this? Are you actually living your divine destiny? Well, let's go ahead and figure out how we can, because it's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for timeless truths. It's time to take this transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment. Let's create your ideal life today on today's Tuesday show, Transitional Timeless Truth Tuesday. So it's Transitional Timeless Truth Tuesday. Thank you for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and we are on our 100-day journey for the 100 Simple Secrets of Successful People. So the very one today is number 20. We've been just knocking this thing out. Where you stand depends on where you look. Are you doing well, average, below average? We all know the answer. It's obvious, isn't it? But how do you know the answer? Where does your response come from? These judgments, in truth, are entirely relative. Feelings of success are based on our position relative to those who have accomplished less. Feelings of failure are based on our position relative to those who have accomplished more. Your feelings are as dependent on your frame of reference as they are on anything you've done. So, you know what? Change your thoughts, change your paradigm, change your life. Start tapping into some of the successes that you've had and get those feelings, knowing what you did to be successful. You might imagine that a promotion on the job automatically raises confidence and self-worth. Instead, studies find nearly half of all recently promoted managers in the technology industry express uncertainty and doubt about themselves. Huh, think about that. Psychologists find that the promotion can undermine their self-confidence because instead of being the best among a group of lower-level workers, they now find themselves surrounded by more accomplished people to measure themselves against. That's the thing. Do not compare yourself to anyone. That is where you're going to get in trouble. When you start competing and comparing, you're never going to be able to be your best. And really, this is about creating your ideal life and being your best. So don't worry about it on this October 18th. We're going to get into the James Allen day by day because it's right here in front of me. So here's the thought for the morning. The gospel of Jesus is a gospel of living and doing. If it were not, this would not voice the eternal truth. Its temple is purified conduct. The entrance to the door is self-surrender. It invites men to shake off sin and promises a result, joy, blessedness, and perfect peace. The kingdom of heaven is perfect trust, perfect knowledge, perfect peace. No sin can enter therein. No self-born thought or deed can pass its golden gates. No impure desire can defile its radiant robes. All may enter who will, but all must pay the price, the unconditional abandonment of self. Let go of the ego, man. Let go of that ego. Surrender to your higher power. And all eternal wisdom and infinite intelligence knows. You do that, you can and will create this ideal life of yours. So find the divine center within. Now, there's a scripture. The divine center within is Christ within me, the hope of glory. Okay, that's the biblical reference. And I am going to say it again. I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and I am not God, but I know God lives within me because I've accepted that. Now, this is not a religious show, but, I mean, I know there, you know, some people say the New Age is dangerous and it's dark and it's of demons. And, you know, I think God gave us everything, and if we just kind of ask for divine guidance, we'll have divine truth. So find the divine center within. He who resolves that he will not rest satisfied with appearances, shadows, illusions, shall by the piercing light of that resolve disperse every fleeting fantasy, and shall enter into the substance of reality of life. He shall learn how to live, and he shall live. He shall be the slave of no passion, the servant of no opinion, the votary of no fond error. Finding the divine center within his own heart, he shall be pure and calm and strong and wise, and will ceasingly radiate the heavenly life in which he lives, which is himself. Not to know that within you that is changeless and defiant of time and death is not to know anything, but is to play vainly with unsubstantial reflections in the mirror of time. Thought for the evening. I say this, and know it to be truth, that circumstances can only affect you in as far as you allow them to do so. You are swayed by circumstances because you have not a right understanding of nature. Use and power of thought. The nature. Use power of thought. Right. We've got to use our thoughts correctly. You believe that outward things have the power to make or mar your life. By doing so, you submit to those outward things. Confess that you are their slave, and they are your unconditional master. By doing so, you invest in them with a power which they do not themselves possess, and you succumb, in reality, not to the circumstances, but to the gloom or gadness, the fear or hope, the strength or weakness, which your thought sphere has thrown around them. Not to know that within you that is changeless and defiant of time and death is not to know anything, but it's to play vainly with unsubstantial reflections in the mirror of time. We are eternal beings if we allow ourselves to be. We have to look at things from a different paradigm. This is some really great stuff. I know the old English gets a little challenging, but this stuff is so absolutely delicious. And it's truth, timeless truth. But beliefs with actions are the things that are going to go ahead and create our ideal life. So we talked about a lot of this neuro-programming. Take your vision. Possess a vision of success. What success looks like for you. Do not compare yourself to other people. Okay? If you're comparing yourself, you are not creating your ideal life. You are not being authentic and truthful to who you are. See, for me, to have an airplane means absolutely nothing. I have no desire to have a private jet. Now, I do like flying on private jets. I mean, it certainly beats cattle class, but I have no desire to have one. I desire not to have a yacht, okay? It's not something I care to have, okay? And so somebody that has one, that's their success, that's their desire. Just because someone has a yacht and I don't doesn't mean that they're more successful than I am. So you've got to create your own success. Know what you want. Know what is in your heart that is ordained for you by your creator. So, see, you really, there is no such, their only failure is not creating and not trying. And that is actually, by default, creating a vision of failure. So you have to go ahead and realize at the crux of your subconscious, there's something there. And you may be scared to go ahead and do this because you might be fearful of failure. Not trying is failure. Okay? You can do what you imagine. You can do what you can believe. You can have and be what you desire. But you've got to elevate your vibration to the highest level. Remember, we're going ahead. A lot of this is neuroscience. And it's also scientific. We have energy. We are beings of energy and light. And our Bible tells us that, okay? I mean, if we accept Jesus, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Be the light. Tap into the light. Don't go into the darkest, dark, disparaging. Although sometimes you need to go ahead. I know that's the law of duality. You need to go and see the darkness before that, seeing who you really are. But take your vibration, and this is one of the steps, and it's a critical step to help manifest. So, you know, the law of attraction says, you know, it's a universal law, and it means like attracts light. It states that thought energy and projected energy attract similar energy. As a result, we attract things into our lives according to our thoughts and projected energy. So, very simply stated, we attract into our lives whatever we would direct our conscious attention to. But you keep doing your conscious attention to something, it starts being road-mapped and connected into your subconscious. So where you're at right now is stuff that you have created before. So if you're trying to bounce back from any kind of situation, you have to shift. It is so important. You have to shift this energetic frequency of yours. If you want to create and attract great things in your life, you have to project this great, bright, positive energy. I know this seems like almost crazy talk and woo-hoo and fluff, especially when you're suffering from like a setback or a little depression, but truly, I truly, you must do this if you want to change your life. If you want to attract and create your ideal life and receive the abundance and the fullness and all the joy, peace, and prosperity that your heart desires, you have to do this. The law of attraction is working, but it works like a dual-edged sword. And it works at a very deep level. And it works for everyone, okay? So whatever you are projecting out, you are going to attract back to you. It's just why you have to, it's so important to reprogram your conscious mind. And reprogramming your subconscious mind will already, it'll take by a vibrational frequency. It'll happen. So, you know, most people, they don't understand. They say dream is more of a hit-and-miss situation. You know, sometimes it works. You know what? Get this. At a super high level, you can implement this into your life on a daily basis and really make it work for you. Instead of constantly focusing and projecting positive energy in order to ensure you attract positive things into your life, simply focus on making sure you're always in a state of love, peace, joy, and gratitude. Okay, so now you're projecting positive. I mean, that is one thing we always say, start your day off with positive energy, go to sleep with positive energy, be grateful. I don't get out of bed in the morning without saying thank you. In fact, if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm saying thank you. I'm still here. Thank you. I appreciate my husband. I appreciate the house I live in. I appreciate my furry little dogs next to me. I appreciate my family and my eyes that can see. Be a person of joy and appreciation. Turn off the television. The television is just impounding our brains with negative energy. Especially this political cycle. It's just disparaging. So just, you know what, make it real simple. If you can't, you know, feel that manifestation of the bigger things yet, then focus on the love. Focus on peace. Focus on loving a pet, okay? If you don't have a significant other to love, love yourself. Love your eyes that they can see. Love your ears that they can hear. Love your lungs that they can breathe. Love your voice so you can, that you can speak. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be at peace that you are in a good place. You are exactly where you need to be, and growing is inevitable if you take these things. Remember, love, peace, and joy and gratitude are the absolute highest vibrational states. So get yourself in line with those. Get to live your life coming from that place of love, peace, joy, gratitude. and abundance. And all of a sudden things will start changing for you. There are many ways you could easily step into high vibrational states with a little bit of training. And you're going to be able to shift into this energy. You will be able to shift your energy. So take some activation. Sit there and tell yourself that, you know, I am joyful for things. And use your body, use your whole soul to do this. Take your physical energy, because we are also physical beings on this plane. So take your physical energy. Feel it welling up in your heart, this love and this joy. So just go ahead, and that will help you. Love, peace, joy, and gratitude. Okay? It's really going to help you, and it's a very quick and easy way to go ahead and change your vibration in an instant. And these are some, you know, secret sauce strategies here that I'm sharing with you. So you can do this. And remember, of all things, you got to be happy now. And we will unpack a little more about being happy now after we go ahead tomorrow. We will do that tomorrow after we, today, love, peace, joy, and gratitude. Okay? This is going to take your cognitive psychology, your neurotransmitters, and all of your neural pathways. It's going to embed them in there. Okay, so just remove all attachments. If you see, there's a difference between feeling gratitude and appreciation for something and feeling attachment to something. So don't be attached to things, just be grateful. Appreciation and gratitude are a state of pure love, while attachment contains fear, and fear of losing or not having what you're attracted to. When it comes to something you want in your life, appreciation and gratitude attacks. Attachment pushes away. If you're feeling afraid that you will not get what you want or losing what you have an attachment. So, like me with this house, I am so detached from it now, and I do realize that, I mean, I don't know if it's sold or whatever. I think yesterday was the last day of the auction date, and I don't know what's going on with it. I'm still believing I'm going to get a call from my real estate agent. They're going to say, okay, you know, get the check, let's do it. But if not, I'm okay with that, because I am not attached to that house anymore. I was like, oh, my God, if I don't get this, yes, I'm sad, because I do believe it was the perfect thing for me. It vibrated, and the energy there for me was good. But you know what? The universe, God knows more than I do. So remove attachments, focus on love, joy, peace, gratitude. And if you're attached to something, let go of it. Let go. It's a good thing to let go. And just be real. And just, you know, love. Come from that place of love. And always take anything that is, you know, perceptually negative and make it positive. Remove the attachments. Remove negative people from your life. Okay? List down all the things that you feel attached to and let them go. Just let them go. Let them go. You don't need them. You have enough. You are enough. So, we'll wind down this show here with the final summation of the 8 pillars of prosperity. And this is fantastic. So if you follow this information with me, which is kind of deep, it's hopefully we've brought new views to obtaining information on the details of money-making, business transaction, profit, loss, prices, markets, agreement, contracts, and other matters connected with achievement of prosperity. So first, details cannot stand alone but are powerless, okay, to build up anything unless intelligently related to principles. So you need these. We all need these principles. Details are infinite and ceaselessly changing, while principles are few and eternal and unchangeable. Principles are the coherent factors in all the details, regulating, harmonizing them. That you have right to principles is to be right in all subsidiary details. So it's talking about details versus principles. And here, a teacher of truth in any direction must adhere rigidly to principles and must not allow himself to be drawn away from them into ever-changing maze of private particulars and personal details, because such particulars and details have only a local right and are necessary for certain individuals, while principles are universally right and necessary for all persons. It says men, but let's say persons. So if we could grasp these principles, these eight pillar principles of this series that we did, it said, and you intelligently grasp them, you'll be able to reach the heart of your fourfold reason. The details of a man's affairs are important, but are his details or are his details of a particular branch of industry, an all-out branch are not concerned with them. But moral principles are the same for all men. They are appreciable to all conditions and govern all particulars. The man who works from fixed principles does not need to harass himself over the complications of details. That's true. Until principles are grasped, details are regarded and dealt with as primary matters. This is so good. All things are contained in principles. They are laws, and things observe their own laws. So these are all natural laws. To have the body of prosperity, we must have first the spirit of prosperity. And the spirit of prosperity is this quick spirit of moral virtue. Moral blindness prevails. Men see money, property, pleasure, and mistake them for prosperity, strive to get them for their own enjoyment, but when they obtain, they get no enjoyment in them. Prosperity is at first a spirit. Remember, a spirit of love, joy, peace, and gratitude. Attitude of mind and moral power. A life which manifests itself outwardly in the form of plenty, happiness, joy, just as a man cannot become a genius by writing poems, essays, and plays, but must develop, acquire a soul of genius. Okay? You have to have that soul genius, which isn't that a beautiful word? So, there's no joy in money, there's no joy in property or materialism. Nothing is absent. It's all good and true. And we did this yesterday. We went through and summarized these eight pillars. So, and this will be our last day of this. We won't do this anymore. Energy, rousing yourself up to strenuous, unremitting exertion in the accomplishment of one's task. Economy, concentration of power, the conservation of both capital and character, the latter being mental capital, therefore utmost importance. Integrity, unswerving honesty, keeping inviolate all promises, agreements and contracts apart from all considerations of losses or gain, system, making all details subservient to order, and thereby relieving the memory and the mind of superfluous work and strain by reducing many to one, sympathy, magnanimity, generosity, gentleness, tenderness, being open-handed, free and kind, sincerity, being sound and whole, robust and true, impartiality, justice, not striving for self, but weighing both sides and acting in accordance with equity, self-reliance, looking to yourself for the strength and support by standing on the principles, which are fixed, okay? So how can any other life be successful which is built on eight pillars, the strength that no physical or intellectual strength can have? So really, you build your temple on these things, and your life will be ideal. But it's a practice. It's every day. And you've got to feel it in your soul. You've got to feel it in your spirit. You've got to know in the intrinsic. And, you know, you need to be still. We've talked about this being still and realizing that, you know, you've got to integrate this all into your life. And it will become you. It will become you if you do it every day. So today, be joyful, be peaceful, be loving, and be grateful. Be persistent on these things. And it will enhance your whole entire life. You will achieve personal excellence. And you will realize your wildest dreams, your strongest passions, and whatever, you know, whatever you really want to do. It's stuff. It's life stuff. It's mind stuff. I got to drink some coffee stuff. But thank you. This is an interesting thing, this eight pillars. We'll start something different. Remember, life is not a practice session, okay? You've got to live your life, and you really need to push yourself to greatness. Because really, leading a mediocre life and just getting by is not peace. You were created for exceptionalism and greatness. And if you have a yearning that you want to do, be, have more, that's the intrinsic telling you it's time to keep growing. And listening to shows like Awaken to Empowerment, and there's so many, reading great books like Awaken the Giant Within You with Anthony Robbins and Jim Rohn and, you know, good old Napoleon Hill and James Allen and on and on and on, more Wallace D. Wattles, you know, Dale Carnegie, you know, start living. Stop worrying about stuff. Start living. Take that time every day. Wake up. Be grateful. Take the time. Map out your day. If you don't map out your day, you're going to just be subjected to the winds of change. So you have to be a creator. You must challenge yourself to live at a new level of thinking, and you will drive yourself towards achievement. You create this discipline, and you get a new attitude for an abundant life. You can't wait for other people to do this for you, okay? The government's not going to do it for you. Your mama's not going to do it for you. Your friends can't do it for you. You have to seize every opportunity, knowing sometimes you might take a risk. And in order to create your life, you have to just start now, okay? It's a personal choice, and it's easy to achieve if you apply the principles and the laws. And you know what? Just use these disciplines. The discipline of self-discipline is freedom. We've had this discussion. And the discipline of strengthening and broadening your philosophy is studying these type of things. The discipline of having a better attitude that gets into your subconscious, that just goes ahead and drives deep inside of you. The discipline of engaging more intense and consistent activity that will lead to the achievement of greater results. Always be active. That's our energy principle and one of the eight pillars. The discipline of studying your results in order to anticipate the future more objectively. See, these are some things from James Rohn, who is another master. God bless his soul. But these are challenges you must apply every day. You must deploy discipline in these areas every day. But the first discipline in the morning, get up, be grateful, be joyful, be peace, maintain your peace, and give love. Now you're going to take your energy, you're going to vibrate on a very high energy level, and you will attract wonderful things. So I hope this Awaken to Empowerment session has served you. I hope that we're growing together here every day. Anybody has any questions, feel free to Facebook message me. Carol Ann Parisi, that's my name, and if that's who I am on Facebook. And my little Facebook picture says, got purpose, right? Gotta live with passion. And thank you for joining me on this show today. I really, 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 from my heart and soul, I really hope this has served someone to help create their reality. And, you know, these principles are timeless. So we might go maybe into the Kabbalion, really deep stuff, not religious, a little, I don't know. I don't know what we'll be checking out. But we definitely will go ahead and bring light to truth and wisdom that's eternal. Thank you for joining me today. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm going to sign off with Boston. Remember, we are grateful for you. I am grateful for you. You're appreciated. You are loved. Be peace. Be love. Be joy. Be grateful. And create your ideal life. Gracie signing off. Bye-bye.